Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We'll be talking about the news today, including in California, where a federal judge, Vaughn Walker, has struck down Proposition 8, which was a protection of marriage between a man and a woman. We will also be talking about events here in Colorado this very weekend. And to join me in studio is Pastor David Meek from Greeley. Pastor Meek, welcome back to Bob and Yurt Live.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to be back. Yeah, some great, wonderful news, huh?
Yeah, the horrendous news in California.
Goodness.
And Pastor Meek, we had such a good time in studio back with for our July 4th Fighting for Freedom show.
That's right.
You and I decided to do this again. So thank you for being here in studio. And we want to tell people about an event tomorrow night at Church in the City. Let's get to that in a moment. You know about Church in the City, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, a well-known church. Does a lot of great ministry here in town.
Yeah, they do. And their senior pastor, Pastor Michael Walker.
Yes.
And so we'll talk about that 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Amendment 62 event. Mm-hmm. Saturday morning, you could meet me for a literature drop at a precinct. We're going to have a great time. But before we get to those things, Pastor, I am upset, of course, as I know so many Christians are around the country. Some are livid and angry.
That's right. It's unbelievable.
That California passes their Proposition 8 to defend marriage. Marriage is an institution established by God between a man and a woman.
That's right.
And now it has been struck down by federal judge Vaughn R. Walker.
Yeah, I agree. It's amazing how far we have fallen that we don't even know, you know, what a marriage is. I mean, it is. It's unbelievable. It's crazy.
Yeah,
you know, what's happened to us?
It is truly crazy. You know? If you think that God made us male and female and marriage is between a man and a woman, you're considered a hater, an extremist. You are sidelined. You're not welcome in many American corporations. You're not welcome in politics. This is a battle for the heart and soul of America and of our children.
You're right. You're right. And it's time for us, and being a pastor, it's time for us to stand up. We have got to, as ministers of the gospel, to do what we are commanded to do from the Word of God and to tell people so they'll know. That's one of the problems that's happened since, 50 years now when we took, Bible and prayer out of school. We've just been going downhill ever since, and we don't even know right from wrong. And to know what, like you say, marriage is man and woman, and to say that's not, it's unbelievable. It is unbelievable.
It is startling. And Pastor Meek, you're with the Assemblies of God. The Assemblies of God in Colorado has been a key force in getting the personhood amendments on the ballot. I don't know if you recall, but 2 years ago, statewide, they made a major commitment to get signatures.
And
they have been a force for affirming that God created us in His image and His likeness.
Right.
So thank you for your role in that and your outspoken leadership at the Capitol in the media.
And we got to do it again. Because my thing is, why didn't it pass 2 years ago? Now, from what I understand, a lot of churches, pastors, for some reason, didn't even tell their people about it.
Well, a lot did not. We do have we are ahead of where we were two years ago in the campaign.
Praise the Lord.
We have hundreds. Soon we'll hit 300 churches that are actively involved. We have a brand new technology, mycampaigntracker.org, for individuals and churches to get involved.
Right.
It answers the question, what can I do to help? But one of the things we have to do, I think, is we have to be smarter. Pastor Meek, on this show, we've been on for 20 years, 5 days a week, and we've been tracking the rulings, the really horrendous rulings by judges. And this ruling...
That's another one.
This is another one out today. And this federal judge, Vaughn R. Walker... Now, when I say what I'm about to say, a lot of people in the audience are going to be saddened. But this judge, he's a Republican judge.
Mm.
He was nominated by Ronald Reagan, but there was a temporary controversy and his nomination stalled. And he was renominated by George Bush.
Mm.
That's how he ended up as a federal judge. And he's the one now who has struck down California's defense of marriage, Proposition 8. And I've been, as I said, I've been monitoring these rulings for many years. And I think we Christians have to rise up to a new standard.
I agree.
Right? Because our politicians that we put in office have nominated, we Christian pro-lifers have helped Republicans win thousands of elections in the last 30 years.
Uh-huh.
We've had the presidency repeatedly, the Supreme Court, 7 of 9, the House of Representatives, the Congress, the governor seats, state legislators, thousands of elections. We have put hundreds and hundreds of judges in office on the bench, and for the most part, we've gotten a pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, anti-Christian, pro-evolution bureaucracy out of our 30 years of effort.
That's sad. Very sad.
Do you think that assessment is accurate, that our federal courts are radically pro-abortion? Do you think that's inaccurate?
Seems like to me, I don't keep up close as you do, but it is. And what gets me is how can one judge turn around the will of the people?
Yeah.
You know, the people voted that in.
Right.
Now we get one man to come up and, you know.
And this happens constantly in California, right?
Yeah. Well, they
judge shop. And this apparently, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, he's a homosexual judge, which is not a surprise.
Yeah.
Bush put many homosexuals in high public office, and our presidential candidates, when they run for office, they tell us that they will not look at abortion when they nominate judges.
Mm-hmm.
They do not have a litmus test. They nominate pro-abortion. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think we have let the ball.
You're right. You're right.
We've
right.
let down
right.
the Christians who look
right.
to us for guidance.
You're right. Because we have a biblical standard that we must stay and adhere to be ministers of the gospel. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And it's sad what's happened. You know, I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
Of all things, who would have guessed 30 right. years ago?
Well,
I'm in my
50s. Well, 20 years ago, I guess.
Who would have guessed, right?
I never thought about it.
That marriage, and remember Miss California, who was asked about homosexual marriage?
Right.
And she said, well, I think that states should be able to do whatever they want to do, but personally,
right.
I think
right.
a marriage is between a man
right.
and a woman.
Right. Yeah, I remember her saying that.
So that was actually a pretty liberal statement mm-hmm. when she said, I think states, like if states
right.
want to kill
right.
kids,
right.
destroy marriage, they don't have the right to rewrite God's laws. So states don't have the right
You're
to
right.
introduce homosexual marriage.
You're right.
Or
You're
marriage
right.
with
You're right.
pets or whatever.
All right.
They don't. But she was so liberal, and basically all she was saying was, well, I personally don't want to marry a woman. That's
right.
about it.
Right.
And
right.
they ran her out of town on a rail.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's sad because that's what's happening today, and I know that's one of the reasons why I guess pastors and Christians are not speaking up, because they're afraid of what's going to happen, what people's going to say, or if somebody in the church is a good tithe payer, you know, doesn't agree, then so it's don't say anything. But we've got to stand up. We shouldn't, Bob, even be in the mess we're in.
No.
I mean, you know, if we could back up in our history and change some things, we should not even be discussing this. I still see the news and see, you know, the homosexual thing, which showed the other night, it's a wonder I still have got a TV, because I want to take my shoe and just throw it right at the TV.
Yeah.
And my stomach just turns.
Yeah.
It makes me almost sick. I mean,
today,
even though I've
you.
Seen some, Lord help us. We've got to have somehow, you know, a hand of God, a move of God to help us.
Well, Pastor David Meek, at our family, we've raised 7 boys. We watch mostly Christian entertainment, pro-family entertainment.
Right.
Our kids don't watch Sesame Street. Mm-hmm. And so my wife and I were sitting home, the kids were out,
right.
and we thought, you know, maybe we're being too extreme.
Right.
Why don't we turn on Sesame Street and see if maybe it's okay? We turned it on, and Big Bird, you've heard of Big Bird?
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Big Bird was singing a song about marriage, about a family. It was singing what a family is, anybody doing the family thing. And so they have guys and women, and they're trying to teach two- and three-year-olds that homosexual marriage is a good thing. Yeah. So we turned it off. We only had it on for about a minute.
Right.
Turn it on, turn it off. And Cheryl looked at me and said, well, we're doing the right thing. Mm. We're not going to let our kids be indoctrinated by the godless culture.
You're right. And they're doing it. And I didn't realize that. That's the first time I've heard that. Of course, our kids, we're taking care of grandkids now, but they don't watch that. There's only certain ones that they'll watch.
Right.
But, yeah, it's amazing the indoctrination has come right into our public schools, and California is one of them.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know. I remember when Focus on the Family Radio said, you know, they've long been advocates of the public schools, that encouraging Christians to keep your kids in public schools, which I think is a big mistake. But California got so bad, they actually went on the air nationwide and said, well, we changed our mind. In California, you should take your kids out of the public schools. And I'm glad they said that, except that what they're doing in California, they're doing everywhere.
It's all over, even your rural school districts, you know.
That's right.
Because, again, we're not involved. I mean, I'm sad to say I don't know everything even goes on in my school district. And I think the same thing happens when I'm not, then the people are not. That we don't even know really what's going on.
Well, that's
what's in
right.
those textbooks.
And plus, they hide it from the parents. They hide it from the Christians involved in the community.
Right.
And if you try to get involved, they will find every way to shut you down and get
you out. Yeah.
I know. I've spent years doing this with the public school district.
And I know you've talked about this. You can't even give your child an aspirin at school, you know, without parents' consent. But yet they can take them down to the Planned Parenthood and give them abortion, and parents never know about it.
Right. During school hours, they'll transport them. An invasive surgical procedure.
Right. It's not right. It is not right.
Yeah. They kill unborn children. So, well, perhaps we can do this. Maybe we could spend another minute talking about Friday night's event, tomorrow night at 7. I'd like us to play a commercial. This is the Amendment 62, the first radio commercial, and David, and maybe you've heard it. Maybe you could tell me what you think of it. Here it goes.
Okay.
I'm George Stevens, and I'm a person. I was held as property as a child. Even before my birth, I was called a slave in an America you wouldn't recognize. But folks like you helped me escape north to freedom, and in 1864, I joined the infantry to fight for my country. I fought so all slaves would be recognized as persons, not property. And we won. But today in Colorado, there are still people called property. Children, just like I was. And that America you thought you wouldn't recognize is all around you. And these children are being killed. This November, vote yes on Amendment 62. Amendment 62 declares unborn children persons, not property. That's the America I fought for. So visit personhoodcolorado.com, and in November, vote yes on 62. It's the right thing to do.
That's good.
Isn't that encouraging?
That's good. Yes, it is.
That's our first radio ad.
Right. You don't know this, but there's not very many blacks up in Greeley, and I have the honor of having three in my church.
Oh, wow.
And I know they would especially agree with that and like that.
Well, isn't that neat? Well, we launched that ad at the Capitol at a press conference, and Ambassador Alan Keyes spoke, and Denver's Bishop Porter, this is just a week ago, and Pastor Walter Hoy, he spoke at the Capitol, and he will be there tomorrow night. 7 o'clock at Church in the City.
And that's right off of Koufax.
It is.
Just right off of Koufax, 1580 Gaylord Street. And so if you've ever been down there, you've seen the church.
Yeah.
You've seen the sign.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. In fact, they renovated a very old, almost 100-year-old synagogue. And that is their church. Mm. And it is an extraordinary building.
Yes, it is.
And one of the dear friends of Bob and Yurt Live helped with that project. And I'm excited to be there, partly to see their church building. And then also, of course, because Pastor Michael Walker will be there, and Walter Hoy. We'll get to see. There's a 3-minute campaign video that's out. And then Greg Jackson will be there, author of, in fact, this book right here, Pastor Meek.
I don't know him.
Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lies, best-selling author. And Leslie Hanks will be there, so it'll be a really good time. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And if you want a map, just go to Colorado Right to Life's website, click on the event, and you could get a map. But then I'd like to let the audience know something I'm doing Saturday morning, and then about the concert, right?
Okay.
We want to talk about that too. Saturday morning, in fact, every Saturday morning, Lord willing, between now and the election, we are going to have a time to gather for coffee at a McDonald's and then go out and do a literature drop to a precinct. And we're going to pick a different precinct every Saturday morning. And it's a lot of fun, Pastor. Mm-hmm. There's about 600 homes in the average precinct.
Right, right.
And so it takes a bit of time, but if you have two or three friends, you can do it pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've gone door to door, and it don't take too long when you got, you know, of course, the more people you got, quicker it goes.
And who knows, maybe we get a little group and we'll do two precincts.
Right, right.
And so I'm going to have the flyers, door hanger, the plastic door hangers, and maps of the precinct, and we'll work as a team. We'll divide the precinct up into sections, and when one person finishes a section, he could help somebody working near him, and then we'll all get done quickly.
Right, right.
It's going to be fun, so I'd like to let people know where, and if this works, maybe we could do it at another location also, but every Saturday morning, starting this Saturday, August 7th, 7:30 in the morning at McDonald's in the middle of Arvada, so at Kipling and 58th. And again, you could go online, Colorado Right to Life's website, and click on the McDonald's. You get a map. But Kipling and 58th, just east of there, at 7:30 Saturday morning. So, boy, Friday night, we're going to be at church in the city at 7. Saturday morning, 7:30. I think people who come should just sleep over my house,
there
Pastor.
You go. I got to say, you're not going to get much sleep.
No, I don't think so. But we'll have a real good time in the Lord.
That's right.
The fellowship at all of these events, in my experience, is tremendous.
Right, right. Yeah, and you're doing something worthwhile. You're helping someone.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, of course, the ones that can't speak, we're standing up for them.
We're speaking for them. We're telling people about the Creator God.
Right.
And that rights come from God, not the government.
That's right. That's
and
right.
We've got an official Bible verse, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
Right. That's an amazing verse, isn't it? Before, before he's ever formed, he knew us.
Yeah. So this campaign is filled with blessings at every step along the way.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
Because it's a biblical principle.
Right. And we need that. The only way we're going to be blessed. Because, you know, because of our abortion, our innocent blood, I don't know how much you've shared on you know, their scriptures, Numbers and Psalms, the other one, Leviticus, you know, because of innocent blood, our land is defiled, you know. Why is the honeybees dying? Why is the, what's their little homes?
Well,
collapsing, you know. You know, water's polluted, air is polluted. All that's happening, you know, because of the shedding of our innocent blood.
Yeah, when we turn away from God, we lose the blessing, the wisdom that comes from walking with God.
Right.
So we are shaking our fist at him, and we become a nation of fools.
Yeah.
And our families are destroyed. Our children are ruined. And, of course, our churches crumble, and our nation disintegrates.
That's right.
And we're seeing that happen.
Yeah.
And when we...
Jails are full. Juvenile jails are full, you know, and all the... problem kids and so forth, all this happening, crime, you know, like we've never seen before.
Yeah.
You got to have police and policemen. We pay for policemen to hang out in our schools, you know.
Right. Yeah, we have metal detectors.
And of course, in some of the cities, they put the kids in and then lock the school, I guess.
And then they tell 13-year-old girls, just use a condom.
Yeah.
But the condom is not going to protect her heart.
Nope.
Or her soul.
No. Well, right. even diseases of pregnancy is not even a good rate for protection.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
And it doesn't protect you for human papillomavirus.
Right.
that STD, which makes many women sterile and is a major factor for cervical cancer. So, yeah, the kids are, you know, victims of the godlessness that is has an assault on our country. And personhood is the dagger in the heart of liberalism. Personhood. Because when Christians rise up and say, you are not going to kill children in our nation, that will be a dramatic change in the history of America.
And then, of course, it goes at the other extreme. At the other end or extreme is the killing of our older people.
Oh, yeah, euthanasia.
Which is so, which is so hard to believe. But, yeah, that's where we're at.
And the two follow each other.
Let me give a quote from Charles Friendly to help you. I want to encourage the layman that's listening to encourage your pastor to speak up, because they need encouragement. And so I know you got a lot of laymen that listen, men and women and teenagers, youth. Go encourage your pastor to speak up. Here's what Charles Friendly, who was the leader in America's second and third great awakening, said. The church must take right ground in regard to politics. The time has come that Christians must vote for honest men, take consistent ground in politics. Christians have been exceedingly guilty in this matter, but the time is coming when they must act differently. God cannot sustain this free and blessed country, which we love and pray for, unless the church will take right ground.
Wow.
I mean, he said this years ago, and look where we're at today. You know?
Yeah, and Pastor Meek, you are a pastor, and you're asking laymen, go to your pastor and encourage him.
Yes. We as pastors need all the encouragement we get, but especially on this, because some of them don't want to speak up. You know, go up and say, hey, let's hear what's going on. Tell us.
There's a church in Arvada that had white crosses on their lawn. They had thousands of white crosses.
Right.
And they were a symbol of the children who were killed that day. By abortionists.
I've heard of that.
And so I went, knocked on the church door, and went and asked to speak with the minister.
Right.
And I said, I want you to know I live in the neighborhood behind your church. I'm not a member of your church, but I want to talk to you about the crosses. And he right away tensed up, and he thought I was going to be mad.
Right.
And I said, I want to thank you so much for having the courage to speak out and to show what we're doing to our kids. And he was so grateful.
Oh, yeah.
And he called his staff and he said, hey, here's a neighbor and he wants to thank us for those crosses.
Right. Well, we need, we need more visible symbols, I guess, of that, like that, to show people. You do this, you know, what is it, 4,000 a day or something? I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You know, just one one day, you know.
Yeah.
And to see that many crosses out like that makes you stop and think.
Yeah, what a great tragedy. And Pastor Dave Meek, you're with the Assemblies of God in Greeley. When you were here for our July 4th show, Fighting for Freedom, you mentioned, for example, the I Love America rally in Greeley on July 4th.
Right.
And there were people listening to the show. They got encouraged by your statement. You called a couple people, Mike Martin, Dennis Hoshiko.
Right. Others, set up a booth,
they got so excited. You know, they set up a booth. They got to reach 1,000 people at that one event in one town on one day in Colorado.
Right.
This is happening all over the state. There is going to be an Amendment 62 personhood booth at the state fair.
All right.
There are county fairs where Christians are at with bumper stickers and flyers, and it's really happening.
Right.
And hundreds of people now have gone online to mycampaigntracker.org, and it's so easy. It answers the question, what can I do to help?
All right.
It answers that question, and people find out how they can help at their neighborhood level, with yard signs, bumper stickers, flyers, the simplest things.
And you explain the amendment, I'm sure.
Yeah, we have the amendment. We have the text of the amendment. It says, you know, about Amendment 62. And the text, the entire text of the amendment, it's so absolutely simple. It says that the term person shall apply to every human being from the beginning of the biological development of that human being. That is such a simple sentence.
You know, the heartbeat, I got a thing here, the heartbeat begins between the 18th and the 25th day.
Wow.
The heartbeat stops.
The heartbeat starts.
Yeah, and when you show an ultrasound, you know, when you show an ultrasound, they change their mind. It's like 85% of them will change their mind of going in, wanting to do abortion. But when they see that baby, I mean, they break down. The men and the women will break down and cry because they actually see that that's a real live baby. It's not a glob of tissue.
Yeah.
You know, it's a real live baby.
Yeah, and we do need to remind people that this is a baby in the womb we're talking about. If it's not a baby, you're not pregnant.
I guess not.
If it's not a baby, you're not pregnant. And it can't be part of the woman's body because half the time it's a boy and he has a Y chromosome.
Right.
And that is not part of a woman's body, a Y chromosome.
No.
So it's a baby. It's the baby's body.
And we're speaking up for them.
Yeah.
We're speaking up for them.
So, Pastor Meek, tell me about the concert.
Oh, yes, we got a concert. Thank you so much for that. Anybody in the Greeley area, of course, is welcome to come over. We're going to kick it off Sunday morning at 10:30, and Sunday and Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday at 7 o'clock. It's a country gospel group called Desert Rain. All they do is travel full-time and sing and minister for gospel for Jesus. There's seven of them in the group, mom and dad and two daughters and then a couple others, you know, based on that. The mom plays a pedal steel guitar.
Mm.
A lot of people love the sound, just not very many people, you know, play that instrument.
Yeah, right.
And they write their songs, write a lot of their songs, done CDs, of course. Just a wonderful, wonderful family. I think it's the fifth time we've had them.
So Desert Rain, what
Desert
a beautiful
Rain.
Name, too.
Yeah. They come out of the South.
Well, I lived and worked in Phoenix, Mesa, at McDonnell Douglas Helicopter Company for a while, and the Sonoran Desert there. And you have a rain, and the desert blooms.
Right. That's part of theirs. And then, you know, life changes. They have awesome testimony. They start out in bars. Mom and dad start out in a bar and got into drugs, alcohol, almost lost their marriage. They vowed to never play again, and then they found the Lord. And again, it took a pastor to encourage them to play.
Wow.
Oh, they're awesome.
So if the pastors, if the people lead, the pastors will follow. And then once the pastors lead to love and protect our smallest neighbors, these precious children,
That's right.
We will change our nation for the
Lord.
Yes. We're out of time, Pastor David Meek, but what an honor to have you back in the studio.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It's a joy. And your church, if people want to come.
Glad Tidings, Assembly of God Church.
All right.
3425 West 6th Street. 3425 West 6th Street. Glad Tidings.
All right. And I'm going to an Amendment 62 meeting this evening, which is going to be a lot of fun, but that's for a church. That's not an open to the public event, so I won't announce that location. But tomorrow night, Church in the City with Pastor Michael Walker, Walter Hoy, Leslie Hanks, Greg Jackson, 7 o'clock tomorrow night, 16th in Gaylord. And then Saturday, every Saturday morning, beginning this Saturday. And since it's every Saturday morning, don't let that make you think you could put it off. Please come out. I don't want to be the only one at McDonald's. Saturday morning at 7:30 for coffee at 58th, just east of Kipling McDonald's, for a literature drop. See you then. Our website is kgov.com.